have combined for 100 goals this year. I think that's 40% of the team's goals. I was wondering if you could put into perspective how significant that is for this team.
I can't remember who the old coach was, but and this is probably 15 years old, but we were talking about young players coming to the league, and he said they can play, they just can't produce. And at that time, I thought he was right. And then the game changed in 06, and these kids can come in now, and not only can they produce, they can drive a team's offense. They can skate, or they can shoot if they have a special gift. They can flourish in the NHL. And then I would also say that, you know, the structure around them, Wheeler, Shifley, Little, Stastny, having the right kind of veteran guy to help them along is then also lets the coach play them more, give them real minutes, get real power play time. They get an opportunity to use those skills.
Is there anything that this organization does in particular you think that helps young guys come along as quickly as they have?
We've got a real, real good coach for the Moose. But no, Pascal Vincent does a fantastic job down there. You know, Kyle spent a year down there. He was here with Nicky. Did a really good job of keeping their confidence but defining the game, teaching the game. So that when they come up here, there's far less to worry about. There's very little transition for these young guys. You know, the big one is that we've drafted very, very well. They're good players. And the other guy I think that has had a big impact there is Jamie Compon. He does an awful lot of individual video with these guys and very positive, very detailed. So they're given the best chance. All of that, again, I would say is secondary to the guys they sit beside on the bench. Kyle Connor, having played a season with Blake Wheeler, gets to keep that for the rest of his career.
You've got 7 games left, 5 points behind Nashville. They've got first place in the Central. The President's Trophy is within reach. Are those things you're thinking about here in these last 7 games?
Oh, we're thinking about, we would like home ice advantage in the first round if we can manage it. That's important to us. So the priority would be style of play first. That we play the game the way we want to play, stay with your identity. Rehab second, if there's anybody in our lineup that we need to make better, that has something that a couple of days can make markedly better. Rhythm of the game, not making a bunch of changes, changing the lines to try to rest or to try to even anything out, that probably goes to number one, which is style. And the last one is rest, and I'm not particularly worried about it. We've got, I think, 7 guys who've played every game. We'll take a look. If there's an intelligent way to look at the back-to-back, we'll say that playing every game is a really important badge of honor for a lot of these players. It's not something they take lightly, so we'll look at that as well. But so many of our players have had 5-6 weeks off during the season with injuries. They want to play, and they need to play. But that would be the order that we would probably process this in.
Paul, has anything changed in the last 24 hours on Trouba? Are you still looking at it more or less the same way as you would
have? Oh, he's come out of this really well, and we want to make sure that we're right on it. There's still, with all our good intentions and all the hard work that goes into identifying a concussion, treating a concussion, there's still a gray area. There's no pun intended. There's still a piece that we don't know. He feels really good. I want to get him into a couple of stiffer practices. Which is more difficult to do when you're playing every second night. So we're going to push him real hard. He's going to feel good. And the day he walks in and says, you got to put me back in now, that'll be the day that I'll consider it.
Can you fill us in on how you envision the number 2 goalie scenario working out here in the last couple of weeks?
We're going to have to get 2 real healthy ones, and they'll be here.
How close are you there?
So Michael Hutchinson is down with the Moose now. He'll practice and play. We think we're pretty close on Steve. I've got Eric going in Chicago tomorrow. And then most of this, again, in terms of priorities, first one is Connor and the games that he needs to stay in the right rhythm to be right for the first game of the playoffs.
Is Michael's reassignment a reflection of kind of a conditioning stint or get him some action or a reflection of his place in the lineup compared to Eric?
In terms of health, because Eric's ahead of him, he's healthier because he hasn't come out from an injury. Mike's cleared to practice full and to play, but we want that to happen in the American League instead of here. Eric's last game was very strong, so that's the order.
Your team has shifts where you're in the other team's end for a minute right. and a half. You get some line changes in. You had some real dominant stretches of zone time. Is there anything you can do from the bench to facilitate that? Or does it just happen? When you change?
When you're rolling, yeah. So the second periods are easier to handle that than the first. Right, it's right by your bench. You'll see them roll off very easily. The first and third are a little bit more of a challenge. The guys, 80 feet away from the bench, we got something going here. Why do you want to change? And you'll see them cut it off far more easily mentally. It's okay that I get off here than you do in the first and third. So we have a thing that we're looking to do when we roll those guys off. We don't want to give up possession, and we don't want three at the same time. We also don't want to ever do it in a deficit position. You know, if you've decided to stay and there's anything close to odd man going the other way, that is not the time for you. You've committed to this lengthy shift, and now you've got to finish it out. So we would have things that we talk about with that. It's part of our game. Part of our skill set is we do have some size up front, and if we don't have size, we have quickness, so we can control pucks in the offensive zone.
Do you sense when that kind of dominant stretch is coming or starting?
No, I mean, we're second or third. I believe we're third in the NHL for offensive zone time. It's important, but it's not the be-all, end-all because Chicago's first. So when we're skating the way we skate, we're going to spend some time in the other team's end. You know, we've got a blue line that can handle pucks at the blue line. That's really important. It's a five-man offensive zone. So we've got a back end that can do that. And then we don't want to throw a lot of pucks away there, so we won't force things. There are times when we're snapping pucks through the seams where even as a coach you're going, let's see about shooting one of these, that we would still prefer over a wasted shot with no net front traffic. So there's a bit of an order to what you're looking for. Puck to the net for sure first with traffic. We don't want you running those seams without speed.
Sometimes you get snapping that puck around too, as you say, and I wonder if you sometimes see that happening even through the neutral zone and you'd wish it became more basic for a while. Have you seen
well, you're talking about the third period against Nashville and my man Nicky. So that one is kind of more of a philosophy of working with young players. So you don't like that play. But Edmonton in game 3 of this season scored two really quick goals to make it 2-2, and we had just suffered losses on quick goals and were very fragile. Three shifts later, Nicky grabbed it in the neutral zone, went right down the pipe, beat two guys. We scored, went 3-2, and started to tell ourselves that we didn't change our game, and we built from there. So there's the real important piece to letting these young guys do some of this. Nashville runs a different neutral zone than most teams, so it's a little bit more of a challenge. As the young guys get older, they'll figure out, and we tell them and show them, but you have to handle neutral zones differently.
Paul, do you, as you said, the second priority there was rehabbing. Do you anticipate probably sitting some guys here later in the season?
Because it changes daily, I'm going to say I don't anticipate it right now, because there's nothing in our lineup right now that hasn't been there all year, and they've managed it and they've handled it fine. So there's no one guy that I'm targeting right now. That could happen in practice tomorrow, right? I don't have a hard list where this guy's got to come out.
Obviously, these guys are given instructions to take care of their body throughout the season, and how important that is. Is there a stronger or even a different message at this point?
It gets easier for us, right? Now they can see a reason to get the extra sleep, make sure they're eating right, take care of themselves. They know even if they haven't played in the playoffs in the NHL, they've played in the playoffs somewhere. They know that the physical demands augment. It's much easier to focus your team. Motivation is getting them fired up for a game isn't it's not really on your radar. Keeping them at the right level is more of a concern. So all of that kind of falls into place.
Well, in your last five games, the last three have been by one goal. You've been pretty good this season at those one goal games. Have you noticed a difference in that? In those tighter games, that whether it be on your bench or just in style?
Well, there's a couple of pieces to that. In the specific games that you're talking about, we had lots of offense in them. So they were one-goal games and they were low-scoring games, but we were getting all the chances we needed. So there wasn't the fear on the bench that you're going to change your game, right? You get a bunch of chances, you don't score. The first thing you're looking for is some of those seam plays start to pop up when they shouldn't. We got to do it a different way. Didn't see any of that. And I think that to a lesser degree, that's true all year on more of a macro look. We kind of feel like we can score some goals. So we don't have to, we don't need the killer play. We don't need the high risk play. We don't need to open our game up, even if you're down one or two. There's enough offense here that we should be able to manufacture some goals.